Welcome to another episode of the Aurora Podcast. I'm your host today, Bobby Brill, and joining us today is CEO Paul Harris, and we're also going to be talking with Joe Way, who is the co-founder and chair of Hetma. And we're going to be talking today about this really exciting $6.6 million donation in IP control systems and products from Aurora to Hetma. Paul, this is a really interesting and really exciting opportunity for higher education in the AV space. Can you walk us through this and how this came about?
Yeah, so Aurora's always been big into education, and we saw this as an opportunity to distribute our control inventory in a manner that would help schools that do not have the funding to normally do control automation to be able to, one, have it, and two, use it in conjunction with their students if they choose to do so, to learn real-world applications, since our control systems are based on industry standards for the web. So it does things with HTML and JavaScript, so it's very conducive to what the schools teach right now. So we saw it as a great opportunity where it was a win-win for everybody, and who better to facilitate the distribution into the various schools but Hetma and Joe Way, since that's what he does. He has these connections and these relationships to make certain that it gets properly facilitated. So it just, you know, for us to do it with each individual, school is quite the task, and normally would not be an easy thing for us to do. But because of Hetma, it does make it very easy to happen. I've known Joey for a while, and it worked out really well. There was also another person involved in this, which was Patty Wanzer. She's also does our marketing and some sales with us as well. So that's a shout out to her, because she helped facilitate this the relationship and making sure all this happened accordingly. So there was a lot of players involved in here. It was a team effort, and it's a win-win all around for what's going on here. So it's I think it's going to be over 1,000. I don't know the exact number of fan rates, but it's over 1,000 15-inch panels and over a few hundred 10-inch panels, and they're all brains too. So they're not just interfaces. They serve up web pages. They automate. Our stuff does everything.
Paul, That's a great, fascinating look into what this donation is doing. Joe, not everyone is familiar with you here on the podcast. Please do a better introduction of yourself and Hetma than I did at the beginning. Please tell us more about your role.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's an honor to be here, first off. So I'm Joe Way. My day job, of course, I serve as Executive Director of Digital Spaces at UCLA. And as well, that's where I oversee pretty much all the AV across the enterprise, from our classrooms to our conferences and events, signage, and all of that. Yeah, it's the greatest title because it tells you nothing about what I do. No. And then Hetma, of course, is the Higher Education Technology Managers Alliance. We have been around technically for 4 years, but really it's been lightning in a bottle for the last two. We are an advocacy organization for the higher ed vertical within the greater AV industry. We really focus on building those manufacturer relationships up and down the channel. So our manufacturers, also our integrators, distributors, so that we can be successful in our environments. Higher education is a very unique vertical within the AV industry, and that we really do things at scale. We serve as in-house integration teams, and we actually have a lot of needs that align with all of the values within the AV industry. So that's really the purpose of Hetma, is to bring those services to our vertical, bring education to our vertical, and again, bring companies like Aurora and great companies together so that we can be successful in our daily lives for our campus communities.
And that, to me, that's something that's exciting, I think, both to hear from an organization, I think for education as well, that the product and the education and knowledge to use, build, create that product is there with this program. Can you elaborate just a little bit more on the idea of empowering students with the technology that you create?
One of the things that empowers the students is, because it is a web-based typology, they're going to be able to use the everyday things, not just Aurora things, in order to program these and show real-world results, such as automate the screen turning on and off, or lighting, or just make the page do something. It's really for them to determine how they want to use it, because when we design our products, they're not designed to just be locked into our world. For example, these run Android, so they could even do locally to it as well, in addition to our control system. So they do have the ability to really choose on how they want to use it. But we're also going to be offering, with our resources, we have Chuck Espinoza, as you know, who's a great educator. And we're going to be also offering education for these schools that it gets distributed to be able to learn our tools if they choose to do so.
Right, that's the REACS model, correct?
That is correct. So that would be the REACS. But REACS is based on using JavaScript and HTML. We're a non-proprietary control system. So they'll be able to do this using our APIs. They'll be doing it with stuff that they learn in school. They can, if they want, use our tools. They don't have to. But if they do, we're more than happy to teach it to them and show them the tools that will help them do it. It's a nice learning process of just opening up your mind to something else that's out there. Because when you get into the workforce, it's not always what you want to do. Sometimes it's what you have to do. So it kind of gives them a way to see how to engage another type of platform and to see how to really the best practices to get up to speed on something and learn from that. And then just the overall techniques. We teach how to create a good interface. Sometimes even just learning the basics of, how to create an interface, where buttons should go, what type of colors they should be, to help avoid color combinations like blue and green on top of each other, to avoid color blindness, the shapes of the buttons, the locations. Things like that are always useful to some practical degree. So it's more than just doing control system programming. It's learning how to interface, and that in itself can be very powerful. And then one of the other cool things we're going to do, which we haven't really talked a lot about, is this is just the beginning. Well, yeah, we can't give donations this large all the time. We are going to set up things with like case studies and contests where a school who has the most rewarding or interesting thing that they've done, we may end up donating something like an AV over IP system to them, or some more control expansion ports or something to further. So this way it gives them like a project to go after to get awarded something more and then to continue it. So this is just the beginning of what we're doing. And we're going to see where it goes from here and let it grow and work with everybody in it. But it's a win-win for everybody.
Really what it does, it brings high-quality technology to those who couldn't do it themselves. You know, this donation from Aurora, when I had first heard about it and was working with Paul on this and Patty, and it was so interesting because I was left practically speechless, which is hard to say for me. But I was, because I think about a lot of schools, like, where I am and where I came from, and a lot of the top, few schools who seem to get all the news in the AV industry, realize that we have the money, we have a lot of resources, we have a certain expectation, but there's a lot of schools out there who don't have that, who aren't quite as blessed with all the resources, who don't have sometimes the staff and training or ability to get these things, but still have hundreds of students, at their school, hundreds of rooms, thousands of students, and really require, and need high quality technology, in order to have, teaching in the way that can make them competitive, and also so that their students can experience what so many others do. So the fact that we can take like somewhere around 1,200-ish rooms, it's a crazy number to me, and be able to outfit so many schools at scale, and really be able to bless them and say, here, I know you couldn't do this yourself. Let's get you the technology. Let's get you the training. Let's get you the mentorship. So that you can bring that, and now we can make that teaching and learning effective for those who wouldn't have been able to do it themselves.
I was going to say, this is really exciting from the education standpoint, and it has to be exciting for you in the industry and people who are also having the business that installs this. You're getting trained at an early stage in this cutting edge technology. You're going to know how to use it. You're going to know best practices, like you mentioned, the UI, the UX, the building it all, and then actually using it for, potentially a year or two or more before you're out in that workforce. And then you're ready to go. You're the expert level as opposed to the entry level.
Exactly. And depending on how they take hold of it, our market is a good market. It opens them up to not just doing you know, web pages on a site that is just what you see is what you get in front of you. But this is going to show them how to have a trade practice that they can go out and already be, have some level of practice into it. So if they wanted to get into the AV industry, they're going to have that experience and that know-how if they, you know, if they decide to interface with us and use our education programs to do it. So it will help the industry as a whole, whether they use our brand or somebody else's brand. So it's not just about our brand, it's about the industry. So it gives them important knowledge. And as you can see, the industry started doing a lot of what we're doing. I mean, we've been doing web-based style typology of control for well over 20 years. This is not really new for us. But I've been seeing a lot of other brands now starting to try to do what we're doing ourselves, which is more of the web interactive style control system where you're doing standards based using, we use Node.js as our server. So there's a lot of advantages to the way we do it. I mean, we really are not limited by anything other than the creativity and what Node.js allows you to do as a server. We could tie into other, we're not even limited to Node.js. I mean, we could do PHP, we could do other things. It's really, we just focus on Node.js just because that's just, you got to start somewhere. And the reason why we like Node.js is if you already have to learn JavaScript to do a web page, why reinvent the wheel and learn a different language like a Perl or a PHP or some other server-side language when you already know JavaScript? So that's why we focus on JavaScript a lot, but we don't limit anybody to JavaScript. You can't access our APIs through other servers.
Ah, okay. Okay. That makes a lot more sense because then you're not being unlimited. It seems to be the way all technology works at this point. There's a lot of changes coming down the road. In the educational standpoint, and you know, Joe will speak to this more for sure, choosing these institutions and looking at the scholarship aspect of it, how do you see Aurora's role in working with choosing schools and picking really the best candidates for these?
Well, I'm going to leave that up to Joe. That's his expertise more than mine. That's why this partnership is so great, is because he does know the schools. But it really is meant for schools that normally could not afford this, do not have the resources on their own. So this isn't just about giving it out to any school. This isn't about like getting a return, you know, because I gave them something and maybe they'll buy Aurora equipment later on. No, this is going to schools that really the only return is the benefit for the school and the education program itself. So it's kind of giving back a little bit, which we're very good. Me and, you know, there's two owners to Aurora. I'm one of them. Mike Tordek is the other one. I'll give a shout out to Mike Tordek also. But we both have the same common belief. We like helping. We're big into helping out education. We're also big into helping out, you know, the military and things like that, too. Mike is ex-Navy. So I never made it into the military. So I almost did, but didn't quite make it into it. But Mike did, and he was in the Navy, and so he's big into doing that. And his sons are even officers, in police officers and things like that. So he's big into that type of stuff as well. So overall, education and those type of things where we can give back to the community, where it benefits the community, it benefits the people. That's what we typically target. But yeah, happily, ultimately, is the ones who are going to really determine what schools get it, because they'll know better than us.
One of the things, the first challenges we had is, okay, now what do we do with this? This is great, but now what do we do? And so Tim Van Wart from Rutgers is our programs chair. So he's setting up a committee of, I believe it's seven-ish people who are putting an application process together where schools who are interested can go onto the HETMA website. They go into the, we actually have an Aurora channel in there. They go in there. They can find the link to the, and I know we're probably going to ask this later, but here we go. I'll get a pre-push. They find the link, and then it will ask them, not just like, because we don't want to just hand out. We want to know, show the need. So tell us about your situation. Tell us, you know, what your school is doing. Tell us about the project and how you envision this. Tell us a little bit how you see this changing the student experience for the better. And of course, then what are the needs of it? How many rooms you're looking at? What other needs would you need? I mean, what about the training? What does that look like? What about after support? Because we really want to get the biggest impact of this. So it's a pretty comprehensive application process, but we also know that they're going to be, you know, by going through that, all the right schools are going to be touched, and we're going to be able to really take that to another level. The scholarship team will be, I think the scholarship actually comes out any day now. We're doing by the end of the month that will be out, and we are recording this in October. For this, you know, for those who are pre-listening or post-listening, but it will come out. We'll have the month for schools to be able to put in their application process. Then the team will meet, put that together, and our best attempt is early January to have everybody out and know which schools we're going to do. So hopefully, if we can align this right, this next summer, we can be able to bring this together. We know that won't always be the case for some schools to be able to work that out, but that is the goal, to get the first group through in this next summer cycle so that by fall 2024, they have a whole new experience.
Thank you so much. That has been Joe Way, the co-founder and chair of HETMA, and of course, Paul Harris, CEO of Aurora Multimedia. Thanks for listening, everyone.